I think you guys just take notice of, you know, what the offense is trying to throw at you. Everything they did today is something that, that we studied on film, we went over on film. It's just a part of, you know, applying it to the actual, you know, down and distance, you know, the position you're in, what, like I said, what team is trying to do to you, and just being, you know, instinctive and just reacting to what you get. I think at first we started off a little slow with that. You know, they were able to complete some big third downs for us and, you know, make some big plays. But I think after we settled down, we did a pretty good job.
Was the difference between Palmer not starting and Stanton, you think, played into a little bit the way you got started?
Well, you know, it was a little bit of difference, but, you know, we're football players and you know, we have to make adjustments. You know, game day adjustments, doesn't matter what it is. It's no excuse under any means. I think, you know, he did an okay job for them. I think we could have done a better job, you know, creating turnovers and getting offense more opportunities to put points on the board. But like I said, overall, you know, once the first, you know, couple drives got out of the way, I think we settled down as a defense and, you know, start communicating better, start playing with a lot more passion, and I think he showed out there.
And, you know, Coach said that, you know, clearly there was improvements from last week. Those improvements were, you know, evident. Given the mistakes and some of the missed opportunities today, would you say the loss was really self-inflicted?
I would say so. I would definitely say so. I feel like, you know, defensively we didn't create turnovers. Offensively, I think we had, what, like three turnovers. So, you know, that's negative three. It's kind of really hard to beat those odds. Going up against any team, and a good team like Arizona Cardinals, you know, you can't give them that upper hand. And we were there. You know, we were right there, you know, at the end. And, you know, just unfortunately, you know, Rashard happened to slip. And you know, just, you know, I mean, you really can't put your finger on it, you know, say, you know, it was just a mistake. You know, just an accident, you know, that happened to cost us. And, you know, we still could have bailed them out. You know, we didn't have to be in that situation. You know, we can always play from a lead. And we had the lead, and, you know, we didn't capture it. The punt return definitely hurt us. That hurt us a lot. But, like I said, as professionals, you have to learn how to overcome that, you know, that obstacle. You can't suffer and dwell on something that you can't control. At that point in time, you know, he scored. Let's get back on the field, get a stop, get the offensive ball, let him keep it moving.
When you lose a game that really is winnable, it's right there. You know, it's at your fingertips. Does that kind of burn you even more?
I mean, a loss is a loss. You know, it's going to burn no matter what. I thought we had this one. I really thought we had this one. I saw a lot of positive attitude from my teammates. I saw a lot of passion from this team. I think something that we really didn't see a whole lot of last week. So I think we definitely improved in that category. As far as us going out there, I felt like, you know, Eli got in a pretty good rhythm. You know, they were moving the ball effectively. Catching the balls, you know, offense was running very smooth. You know, we was on one accord at that point in time. And, you know, the special teams kind of hurt us, you know, it hurt us a bit. But, you know, we got to get better, and we will get better. You know, I have all the faith in the world in this team, and we will get it right.
And so at the end of the game,
you remember last year, obviously, 0-2, very quickly spiraled out of control. Why do you believe that won't happen this year?
Because I believe in my team. You know, I believe in my teammates. I believe in, you know, what we're creating here as an organization. And, more important, like I say, you know, we lost today, no doubt about it, but I saw something in my teammates today. I saw something in that we can definitely take and we can move forward with.
Angela, at the end of the game, you were going up and down the sideline, obviously talking to your teammates. It seems like you were giving them words of encouragement. What were you saying to the guys?
Oh, man, you know, it's just something that I always say. You know, I mean, I can't even tell you what I said right now. I get caught in the moment a lot. But, you know, just trying to stay positive, you know, because I felt like we had a very positive vibe out there. Our attitude was very positive. And we were for each other out there today. You know, you saw the excitement. I think the crowd was phenomenal. I mean, they definitely pushed us along the way. And you know, we were all in. Like I said, we were right there. So, you know, it definitely hurts, but we'll bounce back.
And, Joe, there were quite a number of illegal contacts, defensive holding. For yourself and for the rest of the secondary, how long do you believe it would take to continue to make the adjustments?
We got to get better. Last week, you know, we didn't have really any calls at all. This week, I think we tripled or doubled that. So we got to get better at that. You know, there's no excuse for it. You know, you just have to work your technique a little bit more. And just, you got to, you know, you can feel the guy, but, you know, just no holding, no pulling, no tugging. And, you know, you can't impede that progress, you know, after 5 yards. So, you know, it's a little bit more strict for us to get used to those rules. But, you know, we're getting it slowly but surely.